I'm Jonathan Forte. I am just finishing up my master's in healthcare administration from the University of Scranton, about 2 hours north of here. And currently I'm an administrative resident at Pocono Medical Center in East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. And we're working on seeing how we can, as a sole community provider in 200-bed hospital, save water throughout our institution and our health system of physician practices and networks. So myself, my professor and I from the university got together and decided to focus on healthcare organizations and water and how administrators can manage green sustainable water use in their organizations. I am a struggling grad student, therefore I have no financial relationships to disclose. The introduction, purpose of this presentation is to discuss how organizations use water, why there is a water problem, and some management knowledge, skills, and abilities managers can use to help save water. So what is sustainability? Well, it's meeting our needs without compromising the ability of future generations to meet theirs, plain and simple. Sustainable healthcare involves monitoring resource use, depletion, and then renewal, and helping the natural environment maintain itself for future use. So the water that we use today will be there for our kids and our kids' kids. And as one famous Philadelphian once said, when the well is dry, we learn the worth of water. So what is the water problem? Healthcare organizations use too much water, produce much wastewater, and jeopardize water sustainability. Healthcare organizations, hospitals in general, generate waste 24/7, 365. We're plagued with overconsumption and overutilization in healthcare. And the average hospital uses 100,000 gallons of water per year per bed. 25% of that water use is for sinks, showers, and toilets. The majority of that, 75%, is for non-domestic use in HVAC systems, heating, cooling, boilers, and other use. The water problem is contamination and waste. It has internal on our organization effects as well as external in our community effects. And pharmaceuticals, they're discarded or excreted into local sewage systems and contaminate the water supply. If we have excess, we may, shoot the excess down the drain. Food services, you wouldn't think of it, but our industrial food services that we contract out for our organizations add to industrial agriculture and wasteful irrigation practices. That leads to poor nutrient levels in the soil, less oxygen in the water surrounding the farms. And it also leads to sicker patients. Instead of our patients getting nutrient-rich food, they're getting nutrient-depleted food. And in some cases, instead of making our patients better, we may be helping to make them sick. And waste disposal, as the EPA estimates that medical waste incinerators account for about 10% of mercury in all of our water. So we have a problem, but what can we do to solve that? As healthcare administrators, we need to look to some technological solutions. Unfortunately, only 31% of healthcare organizations around the U.S. have developed some solution to decrease use and contamination. Of these technological solutions, they've used low-flow fixtures, low-flow faucets, automated faucets, and dual-flush toilets to help save 1.5 million gallons a year. More efficient autoclaves have been used in sterile supply to save up to 5.5 million gallons of water a year in one organization. And another organization used reclaimed water. They saved 1 million gallons a year through closed-loop recovery in their cooling systems, as well as storage and recovery for irrigation. Other solutions are to increase boiler efficiency. Use 95% efficient boilers, the LEED standard, instead of the industry standard of 80%. What does this mean? More efficient boilers use less water in the cooling and evaporating and heating process of the boiler to create steam for your power or heat throughout your institution. A 95% efficient boiler will use less water than a regular boiler. Eliminate bottled water, like we've done here all week at APHA. Carried around our Nalgene's and aluminum bottles instead of using plastic bottles and Aquafina. And use waterless hand washing. Everywhere you go, you know, just put your hand under the automated squirt and scrub up with some gel. It's sufficient for many, many situations in healthcare organizations, and it prevents water waste. But we can also reduce linen use and change towels and sheets only when necessary. If there's not an infectious reason to change a patient's bedding, why should we change that patient's bed every day? If I'm just there to get my tonsils out and aren't pushed out of the hospital that day because of Medicare and have an overnight stay, why should housekeeping come in and, you know, change my bed while I'm there? Healthcare organizations can also help protect their communities by using organic food products. Not only are you contributing to your local community through your local farms, but you're decreasing food transport costs. You're decreasing fertilizer use. One healthcare organization in California has 35 farmers markets spread out across its system. And we can also filter runoff, irrigation ponds, reclamation ponds, to save the water for irrigation and filter out contaminants such as gas and oil from our parking lots before we release that into streams and swamps. And xeriscaping is a practice of planting native plants in an area that don't require any extra irrigation. Cut down on irrigation and water costs and save about 4.5 million gallons of water annually. Xeriscaping, in essence, is not planting a palm tree here in Center City, Philadelphia. It won't grow without extra heat, extra water, extra nutrients. So now that we know what solutions are out there, what can we do as managers to help motivate and support our organizations for change? Well, change begins with leadership. We can motivate and support champions in our organizations, create green teams for employee engagement, and get the point across why water saving is so important. We have to measure, because as my professor says, you can't manage what you don't measure. You should conduct a water use audit, create a balanced scorecard for water use, or monitor water use and changes. Find out what departments are using the most water. Find out if there's any seasonal variation in your water use. And then take a systems approach. Understand that there are many interrelationships to going green. Work with your water company, your power company, to understand why you're wasting water. Build partnerships with your suppliers. Are there things that your suppliers can do to create kits or to create reusable sterile supplies where you won't have to, you know, use a less efficient autoclave? And relationships within your organization. What departments can work together to save water? And then operations management. Take from Lean and Six Sigma ideas for green work redesign. Work down to the root cause. Do a fishbone, value stream analysis to find out where water is being wasted, why water is being wasted. And then reevaluate your standard operating procedure. Just because you've always washed your hands for a minute or a minute and a half doesn't mean that there's maybe a new soap out there that you only have to wash for 30 seconds and save that water. And then make it a part of your organization through your mission, your values, and your goals. Use a statement of principles of the environment, like one organization did. And another religious-affiliated organization created a Reverence for Earth mission statement, along with their other mission to help protect their patients and serve their patients in their communities. They wanted to protect and serve their environment. And then go a step further and create an entire new culture. Create a chief sustainability officer who will manage from the top down. Create reward and recognition opportunities for water-saving projects. And understand that there may be generational gaps between the boomers and the Generation X's. Where I grew up with PSAs about recycling and saving water and other inconvenient truths, my parents didn't. And to me, saving water, saving the environment, being more aware of my surroundings, may be a little more of a priority. You have to understand that there may be people throughout your organization who have different priorities, align their goals, align their objectives. And then financial management. Use cost accounting, capital budgeting, life cycle analysis, and create green investments. While going green can be expensive, the reward and payoff can be 10, 20-fold. Human resources also needs to get involved. And you can create green job roles and responsibilities and evaluate employees on water saving initiatives. Also, make it a part of your orientation and training for new employees. When you're bringing someone new into your organization, make them aware that your organization wants to go green, wants to save water. So where did we go? We learned that healthcare organizations use much water, produce much wastewater, and jeopardize water sustainability. We also learned that there are some technological solutions that can greatly reduce water use and waste. And finally, we learned that managers can use knowledges, skills, and abilities to help implement change for better water sustainability throughout their organizations. So thank you, and are there any questions?
I actually wanted to ask a little bit about the project that you did that sparked this. At your healthcare organization that you were working for, what sparked the initiative to do this? Or like, was it the top-down approach, or did it come from bottom-up?
It came from a little bit of both. We got together with materials management, our plant supervisors, and we wanted to cut down on cost, basically.
Okay, so it wasn't
and it was a financial incentive, basically, to look at why at Pocono we spend maybe 4.5 million gallons of water a year throughout the organization. And it was to try and decrease that by 20, 25, 30%. To get the financial reward back. Sure.
You mentioned that the employees' collaboration as the main point in this strategy to save water. What is your opinion, your experience about how to engage employees in this strategy? About some policies, effective policies to get
sure.
this safe?
Sure. The main thing that we found was to try and make it their ideas, not necessarily management's ideas, to help it engage your employees and make it a part. It's all a part of that organizational culture to have your employees engaged in change and make them a part of the organization and give them. We have a form where an employee can fill out and draw an idea down on a piece of paper and say, well, you know, we have a patient flow issue here. The employee creates a form and sends it in to their manager. Their manager then sends it up the chain. We've just created an organizational culture of employee engagement, and the employees feel, you know, they don't feel pressured. If something's wrong, they want to make a change. They want to see something come of it. Thank you.